Hello, this is Windigo, and this episode is about the Minecraft sticky keys bugs in Linux. Okay, so first things first, if you're not a fan of Minecraft, or you do not play Minecraft on Linux, you can probably tune this one out. This is a very specific problem that only affects Minecraft on Linux. So to start out, I think I should describe a little bit of what the sticky keys bug is in Minecraft. If you've ever encountered this bug, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. Whenever you attempt to do anything complicated, like fighting a monster or doing a particularly tricky stint of building, you will be pressing a couple separate keys, like forward and crouch, and maybe clicking somewhere in there, and something terrible happens. When you let go of one of the keys, for instance, one of the directional keys, forward or backwards, Minecraft doesn't register that you let go of that key, so you will forever be going in that direction until you mash on whatever key is responsible for that direction or that action. Since usually this occurs when something complex or dangerous is happening, this is a very, very frustrating bug. Many, many Linux Minecraft players have been lost to this bug, this very bug, after being thrown into pits of lava, or run into the waiting arms of a creeper, or thrown off of that giant sky level tower they were about to build. So now that we've identified the bug, and the pain and torment it can cause people trying to play Minecraft on Linux, we should probably discuss the solution, right? So right off the bat, I would like to thank Psychedelic Squid. He's a P-Squid on StatusNet and in IRC and anywhere else you might encounter him, really. And he was the one that tipped me off to how to fix this bug. So all credit, all thanks, all praise, all gifts of wealth should be directed to him. So it turns out that the bug is not inside of the Minecraft code itself, but inside some of the libraries that Minecraft uses for things like video display, audio display, and accepting input from keyboards and mice. These libraries are called Lightweight Java Game Libraries, or LWJGL for short. Doesn't make it much easier to pronounce, but what are we going to do? The fix itself really just involves replacing the older libraries that come standard with Minecraft with a newer copy from the project's homepage. Well, not necessarily their homepage. The LWJGL homepage does a really good job at pointing you towards the latest version of their drivers. However, in my experience, using the very latest version that they've put out, the latest one as of this recording is 2.8.3, usually comes with its own issues. For instance, the last time I tried the latest version, it whited out all of the icons in my inventory, so I had no idea what items I was picking. One of the versions before that made it nearly impossible to escape the inventory or crafting screens, which isn't as bad as the sticky keys bug, but just as fatal depending on which situation you're in. So it turns out replacing these drivers is very simple. The first thing you need to do is download a newer version of the LWJGL drivers from the homepage. I've had the most luck with version 2.8.0, and this will all be linked in the show notes in case you don't want to scribble this down on a piece of scrap paper. There are a couple newer versions, but those are some of the ones that I ran into errors with. So I'll be using 2.8.0. And when you download the drivers, you get a nice, tidy zip archive. And inside of that archive, inside of the main LWJGL folder, there's four directories. There's docs, which I'm assuming contain documentation, jar, which contains Java jar files, native, which contains the specific drivers for each platform, and res, which probably contains some other type of files. Don't really know what are in there, but it doesn't matter. We don't need them. The two folders that we're interested in are the jar folder and the native folder. If you open up the jar folder, there's 9 of these jar files inside the jar folder of the library. And right about now would be a great time to open up your Minecraft folder. We're going to be extracting these into our Minecraft folder, which in Linux is .minecraft in your home directory. You might have to turn on hidden files in your file browser, but somehow you need to get to this /your/user/.minecraft, because that's where we're going to be dropping these. So inside your .minecraft folder, there's a bunch of other folders. The one we're concerned about is the bin folder. That's where we're going to be copying all of these files. We only need 3 of the new LWJGL jar files copied into our Minecraft directory, and those are jinput.jar, lwjgl.jar, and lwjgl_util.jar. And again, these are all going to be in the show notes, so if you want the short and sweet version, you can just skip straight there. So, once you have those 3 files selected in the newer version of LWJGL that we downloaded, just copy right over the old ones that come with Minecraft. Usually when you're copying over system files like this, even in Minecraft, you'd want to make a backup copy. But since Minecraft allows you to re-download the client at any time, I say don't worry about it. Let's live on the edge. Forget about it. So just copy those newer files right over top of the old ones. Once you've extracted the jar files, I need you to go back into the main directory of the new LWJGL version. And once you're in there, you'll see the native folder once again. That's the second half of the library that we'll need to copy over. So if you go into the native directory, you'll see 4 operating systems listed: Mac OS X, Solaris, Windows, and Linux, which is the one we're looking for, because as far as I know, the sticky keys bug really only affects Linux. If you hop into the Linux directory, you'll see a bunch of .so files, and it looks like all of those are used, or at least all of them are shipped with Minecraft, so you want to copy every single one over the ones that come with Minecraft. If you go into the .minecraft directory again, inside the bin directory, there's a subdirectory of that called natives. And again, this is exciting, exciting podcasting. If you want to skip over all of these details, that's fine. They'll all be in the show notes. But inside that natives directory, there are all of the same .so files, and you just need to copy right over those. And once you've done that, you should be able to boot Minecraft, and hopefully you don't have any instance of the sticky keys bug anymore. It should be pretty apparent if you can get into a similar situation that causes the sticky keys bug, whether or not it's been fixed. If you do run into other bugs, for instance, the inventory glitch or the items glitch that I mentioned before, try a different LWJGL version. They're very easy to download. It's pretty easy to swap in and out, so go for it. Experiment around, see what works for you. Hopefully, that should have you sorted out, and your Minecraft experience on Linux should be a lot more pleasant. Well, that's all from me right now. Keep your ears open, though, because I do have another Minecraft episode in mind that does not include as many file paths or different file extensions, but instead talks about different ways to play Minecraft and things from inside the game. So until then, this is Wendigo. I'll see you later.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 3.0 License.